This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden will hold a press conference as the NATO summit wraps up today, as questions about his age and capability hang over his campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden faces a key test this afternoon when he holds a rare solo press conference amid questions about whether he's capable of serving another term after the debate debacle. It's a chance for the president to show the American public something.
What we saw that debate night is not typical of what we're going to see in the future.
The president's tried to stop the bleeding since that night unsuccessfully, and Democrat Dick Durbin and others are looking for him to again press his case today. Every word and gesture will be parsed, but this president's never quite been a master of rhetorical moments like some predecessors. He told MSNBC this week average Democrats still back him, even if some elites do not. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel is ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza's largest city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israel's ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza City in the north as bombardments escalate throughout the besieged territory. Israel says it's pursuing Hamas fighters who are regrouping in parts of Gaza that had been targeted earlier in the war. Israel's heavy strikes throughout Gaza in recent days, which have killed dozens of people, could be aimed at increasing pressure on Hamas during negotiations for a ceasefire. U.S., Egyptian and Qatari mediators are meeting with Israeli officials in Qatar for talks trying to push through a deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say the U.S. is now considering abandoning efforts to reinstall the pier that has been used to get badly needed humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians. The White House and the Defense Department say the pier will cease operations, quote, soon, but will not specify the timing.